You've just entered the Storyteller.net Amphitheater.
Amphitheater.
Good evening and welcome to Story Rise Goodyear. I'm Sean Bavala, and you deserve a round of applause for coming out tonight. Give yourselves one. Thank you. To the inaugural kickoff event of this association between our organization, the Small Tooth Dog Publishing Group, and the City of Goodyear Arts and Culture Commission and Parks and Rec and the library, the Maricopa County Library District, and other people who I may have forgotten in my list. Story Rise Goodyear is a combination of traditional storytelling and slam poetry, personal telling. So you're going to hear a lot of different things here. Some of the things you will agree with, some of the things you will not. But in the interest of people being able to express their stories and their ideas, you may hear things that strike you as odd, or you may hear things that are right on target. A storyteller from Tucson who made the trip up here to come to do our workshop. I've known Glenda, we're trying to figure out about 30 years now, more or less, throughout Arizona. I'm thrilled to have her here. She presented our first workshop in the series this evening. Would you please welcome Glenda Bonin?
Thank you, Sean. Oh, it's lovely to be here. I'm going back to Arizona, or somewhere out west. Farmer Brown and his wonderful dog, Boy. I don't know why it is that some people just have no imagination, but here Boy seems to work. His wonderful dog, Boy. They were there in the barn on the day that that beautiful gray colt was born. Oh. They watched as the sunlight came through, filtered through the rafters, and that little wobbly colt stood on his legs. He was gray, but something about the sunlight caused him to have a hue of blue. It was wonderful to behold. Farmer Brown fell in love with that little colt, and at that moment he decided to give the colt the name Blue. It fit. And from that point on, the three of them, Farmer Brown, Boy, and Blue, were companions. It was a lovely thing. Why, as that colt grew, he frolicked with that old dog, bringing life to that old guy. It was really wonderful. But the best part was, when Blue was big enough, Farmer Brown realized that this was a special horse. He took to the harness, didn't seem to mind the plow, and it made the work of the farm go very, very fast, so that the three of them could be right near the house at the end of the day, and Farmer Brown could watch the sun go down and feel a bit of leisure. Now, Farmer Brown was one of those men, I think that they still exist, but he was a kind of man, if he gave you his word, if he said he would do something, he didn't have to sign a piece of paper. No, he'd say, I'll do it, and he did. Or he'd shake your hand and say, yep, it'll happen, and it did. He prided himself on the fact that his word was gold. Well, one evening, as Farmer Brown went to sleep, there was a storm. Now, Boy was at his side by the bed, but they didn't worry about it. The horse was in the corral. There was no problem in the barn. But when they got up in the morning to go and water and feed Blue, the barn door was open. Now, you know, when the wind blows, that sometimes happens. But to Farmer Brown's dismay, he found that his horse, his wonderful Blue, was gone. Well, the first thing they did was go to look for him. They went through the fields. They walked all around calling out Blue's name, expecting the horse to come, because he was always wonderful about that. But for some reason, he did not come back. Farmer Brown loved that horse. So he spent the rest of the day with his trusty dog, Boy, at his side, looking for Blue. When the sun started to go down, Farmer Brown began to worry, because the wooded area would be dangerous for this wonderful horse. What if a wild animal was in there? And it was time for the horse to be fed again, and he was so worried. He sat on his porch, looking at the woods, wondering if anything bad had happened to Blue. His heart was breaking, and he started to talk to his dog, as many people will do if there's nobody else around. And he talked to Boy about the wonderful times the three of them had together and how much he missed having Blue, and he hoped that Blue would be safe. And as he continued his conversation with his beloved dog, he said to Boy, "You know, Boy, if I knew that Blue was safe, why, I would sell him for a dollar just knowing that he was safe." And he sat there in his solitude with his dog at his side. And then in the shadows, he thought he saw somebody coming up the path to his home. And he noticed that there seemed to be a horse attached to the rope that the man had in his hand. And he peered through the shadows, not knowing if that horse would possibly be... That horse looked to be Blue. He stood and ran toward his horse. And of course, the horse broke free and ran toward Farmer Brown. Well, the man who brought the horse back said, "Well, I can see here, well, this horse must be yours. I've been looking for his owner all day long, and I want you to know I found him in my cabbage patch. And he's such a fine horse, I kept going around from place to place asking, you know, is this horse yours?" Well, many people would like that horse, and some said, "Well, he could be, but I knew better. But I can tell this horse is yours. I'm glad he's home." Well, Farmer Brown offered a reward, but the man said, "No, the reward is enough that you have your horse back, but do be careful, everybody wants him. So take good care," and off he went. Oh, Farmer Brown was so relieved. He put his horse in the barn and went to sleep and had a wonderful night's sleep until halfway through. Farmer Brown awoke with a start. It didn't matter that he told his dog. The words came out of his mouth, "I will sell my horse for a dollar if he's safe." So in the morning, with the resolve of an honest man, Farmer Brown hitched up his horse, got him ready, and with saddle on, he rode his wonderful horse Blue into town, with Boy following behind. He stood at the stable, waiting for people to gather round. And soon there was a group of men looking, wondering what was going on. And Farmer Brown took his hat from his head and held it and said, "I'm here to sell my horse." And everybody looked at Blue. "Nice looking horse. How much you want for that horse?" "Well, I'm willing to sell him for a dollar." Everybody moved in a little closer. And one man said, "What's the matter with that horse? Gotta be something matter with that horse. Or there's something the matter with you." Farmer Brown said, No, the horse is fine. I'm fine. But I said I would sell him for a dollar, and I'm willing to do it. The only problem is you have to take my dog with him because they're friends. But you have to buy the dog too, and I'll have $500 for him." Well, there was laughter. Some people were disgusted, and many walked away. And Farmer Brown stood there and said, "Is there no one here who wants my horse and my dog?" And they all just went away. Farmer Brown said, "Well, I lived up to my word." He got back up on his beautiful horse, Blue, and rode out of town with his trusty dog, Boy, following behind. And for all I know, they lived in their little home on their little place for the rest of their days. A quick aside, that story comes to us from the Middle East with a camel and a cat. But a storyteller is apt to take a story and kind of change it to their fancy. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
So thank you for being with us tonight. Please check us out at storyrise.com. We'll see you next month. Thanks for coming. Good night.
You've been listening to the Storyteller.net Amphitheater. All rights reserved. No part or whole may be reproduced in any manner for any reason without the express written permission of Storyteller.net.